This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. It was a weekend of really good news for Senator Barack Obama. He trounced Senator Hillary Clinton in all four states that voted, and he's headed into tomorrow's so-called Potomac primary with what looks like a good lead there. Meanwhile, among Republicans, Senator McCain got a bit of a scare from Governor Huckabee and then a bit of support from President Bush. We're joined by NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Hi, Ron. Welcome back. And let's begin with Senator Obama. I think his sweep over the weekend wasn't really a surprise, but maybe his margins of victory were.
Yes, they were enormous and impressive, winning by 2-1 in places such as Washington State, Nebraska, and with pretty close to 60% of the vote in Louisiana.
I keep reading and indeed hearing, sometimes even on NPR, that Senator Clinton is leading among white voters. But when I hear these results from Maine, Nebraska, Washington,
this is perhaps the best payoff on the strategy that Barack Obama has been pursuing of running really hard and concentrating resources in caucus states, which tend to be states in the heartland, states with a perhaps somewhat smaller Democratic population, states the Democrats usually don't carry in presidential elections, but places where by winning he does several things. He gets a big margin and it gives him a disproportionate share of the delegates. He gets a chance to influence a lot of superdelegates, and he gets to say, look, I've won 20 states and she hasn't won nearly that many. And it lastly gives him this perfect way to say, only black people voting for me in Louisiana or South Carolina? Well, there aren't that many black people in Nebraska or Idaho.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, let's look tomorrow, the mid-Atlantic states. What are Democrats in for there?
It's a pretty good payoff day. There are 83 delegates at stake in Virginia, 70 more in Maryland, and 15 in the District of Columbia. And right now, the polls are showing Obama with double-digit leads in all three. I don't think anyone would be surprised to see him win in the District of Columbia. It's a majority black city. Then in Maryland, that's the largest African-American population by percentage outside of the Deep South. He should do well there. And I don't think that while the Clinton campaign is still at it, they're still contesting Maryland. I don't think anyone would be surprised to see that state go for Obama. Virginia might be a bit more of an eye-opener, though, because that's thought of as a state from the Old South, a cradle of the Confederacy. And there, 83 delegates at stake, mostly white voters, still Obama leading in the polls.
So where does this leave us exactly on the always confusing delegate count? And how important are these state victories when it comes to the superdelegates?
Excellent questions, Alex. Let's go to the big board. On the pledged delegates side, Barack Obama has now forged into the lead among delegates who are actually pledged to vote for him by primary or caucus results. He has 952 to Clinton's 893. But among superdelegates, there, Clinton still has a lead, 243 to 156. So that allows her to climb back on top overall by approximately 30 delegates. They're both over 1,100 now on their way to that magic number of 2,025. And she's slightly ahead when you count in the superdelegates. Now, you raise the question of the superdelegates. These are people who are licensed to go to the convention and do anything they want, change their minds as often as they like. They are going because they are elected officials, members of Congress, governors, people like that, or party officials, members of the Democratic National Committee.
Let me switch to the Republicans at this point. Senator McCain, I wonder how he looks at the news from the weekend, because Governor Huckabee got two wins and a close second over this weekend. And I think that is unexpected, perhaps.
Yes, and he is still protesting, by the way, the result in Washington State, where he doesn't feel he lost. That is Governor Huckabee. You know, he could be close in Virginia. Don't think he's got a chance to win there. Don't think he's going to win in Maryland or the district. But what he's doing is similar to what John Edwards did in 2004. He's sticking around. He's sending a message. He's winning some states. He's finishing second where he doesn't win. And he's trying to make a case for getting himself on the national ticket.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, thank you again.
Thank you, Alex.